This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Once the Prophet ﷺ came out to the people and said, "O people, listen carefully. Pay attention. I want to tell you something very important. I want you all to understand what I'm about to tell you. And know, I want you to know with certainty, subhanAllah." I've read so many narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, and I haven't come across many narrations where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins like this. What's so important that he wants us to really focus our attention on? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has servants who are neither prophets nor martyrs, yet the prophets and the martyrs admire them for their high positions and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment." And so a man who is a Bedouin, who is from a distant land, he started waving and saying, "Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah." Who are they? Describe them to us. And the Prophet ﷺ was pleased by the Bedouin's question. So he smiled, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, "They are people from faraway lands. They're from different tribes. They have no close familial relationships between them. They sincerely love each other for the sake of Allah. So Allah will place them on pulpits of light on the day of resurrection and grant them an audience. He will place on their faces light and place on their garments light. Everyone else will be terrified on the day of judgment, but they won't be terrified. These people, they are the awliya of Allah, upon whom there is no fear nor grief." SubhanAllah. Isn't that amazing? That on the day of judgment, these very special people, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them, are in such high positions that even the prophets admire them. SubhanAllah. You know, there are so many beautiful narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam discusses the virtues, merits, and great reward for having that love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, I want to focus on how we can embody this great characteristic. There are many ways to direct your love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, I want to share with you 7. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number 1, your intention is really, really important. Check your intentions. Why do you love this person that you say you love for the sake of Allah? The first reason should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To love for the sake of Allah means loving someone not for any worldly gain, but due to your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not friends with them because you have something to gain. You're not friends with them because they're wealthy or powerful or famous or have a whole bunch of followers on Instagram or TikTok. Instead, you love them because they also witness to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Number 2.
Every night in all my prayers, Lord, I raise my hands to you.